It's so easy for us to look at what someone else is doing and think that that's what we should be doing. And I've touched on this in a previous episode, but today I really want to zoom into that. And I want to talk about the benefit of focusing on your own path and how that can make us a more authentic, creative, and overall happy person. Now, let me be honest, like there have been many moments where my intuition has told me to do something a certain way, but I see all these people doing it another way, so I go ahead and do it the other way because I see them achieving success by doing it that way. So why would I trust my intuition and do it another way? Okay, let me give an example. So I've been a content creator for a while now, and I feel like I've only now gotten a clearer understanding of the types of videos I want to make, but they take some time to make. And for a long time, I thought that being a short form creator on TikTok or Instagram, that meant you had to post every day or 5 times a week. So I just felt like, okay, like I want to put effort and time into my videos, but I see all these creators achieving success because I guess because they're posting 5 times a week or every day. So I can't be spending all that time into creating those videos because it won't allow me to post 5 times a week or every day. So for a long time, I just created content that allowed me to do that, allowed me to create volume, right? And the moment that I caved in and I said, you know what, I'm going to try to create the videos I actually wanted to make, and they give me so much joy. They make me feel so happy. They fulfill me. This is what I want to create. And this is what gave me success as well, right? These are the videos that are taking off. And this is the moment where I realized that sometimes we need to focus on our own path and our own intuition and focus on what we want to do. Because sometimes you see someone doing it a certain way, but that doesn't mean that that needs to be our way. And that doesn't mean that whatever they're doing is wrong, right? That doesn't mean that because they're posting different kind of videos that they're able to produce 7 times a week that they're doing something. They're doing great. They're doing fantastic. They're doing an amazing job at showing up as themselves and being their authentic selves. But that's not me showing up as my authentic self, right? Sometimes you really need to stop and think and wonder, like, what do I actually want? What do I actually want to do? Like, what if I wasn't looking at anyone else and didn't know what anyone else was doing? What would I do? And it might look different than to what someone else is doing. And that's the thing about being human, like there's no one that is just like you. No person is the same. We might have similarities, but no one is like you, and that is your superpower. Like, sounds so fucking cliche, but that is your superpower. There's no one on this earth like you. It's just one of you. You, just one of you. How would it ever be possible for us to all have the same path if we're clearly not the same people? When you focus on your own path, you will also create more space for you to learn more about yourself and learn more about what you actually want to do, which will lead you to doing things that make you feel more fulfilled, and you'll feel more motivated to do those things because it's something you actually want to do and actually makes you feel satisfied and fulfilled. And sometimes, you know, focusing on your own path can be a lonely thing as well, right? Because it will mean that you're doing things that other people aren't doing. And sometimes it can feel like you're doing the wrong thing. It can feel like you're like looking around. You're like, why am I the only one on this path? Why is everyone there on the left? Why is no one here with me? And it can feel a bit lonely, and you can really start to doubt yourself at times and doubt if you're doing the right thing, if you're not getting any like re-encouragement that you are on the right path. And you might even get people telling you like, hey, you made the wrong turn. You made the wrong decision. You're supposed to be here. Why are you there? But don't let that stop you. If you know in your heart that that is what you will have to do, if you know in your heart that that is how you're showing up as your authentic self and this is what you need to do, don't let people get in your way. Sometimes telling myself that everyone is on their own path also helps me understand someone else's journey. I learned this when I had a conversation with Zuri. She's been on the podcast a while back, and she was talking about her fitness journey and how she was always going with this friend, but then at some point the friend wasn't going as consistently anymore, and she said she was kind of you know, sad about it. She wanted to be on this journey with someone, you know, and to do this together, but she said, you know what, I accepted it because everyone's on their own path, everyone's on their own journey. And I was like, wow, like, that's so true. I think sometimes we might feel a little bit disappointed, or it might be left with a lot of questions and misunderstanding when someone takes another direction than we are. But knowing that they're probably doing their own thing and they're probably doing something that's right for them at that moment, it can bring you peace to know that, to think about it that way. And this might sound a little vague, but I think that the whole thing about focusing on your own path has a lot to do with believing in yourself, or believing in something higher than yourself. If we trust that we're doing the best we can, we're working as hard as we can, we're doing what we can do, we need to trust that our time will come and the hard work will pay off and our dreams will come true if we just keep at it and if we know we're doing the best we can, right? Instead of constantly wondering like, oh, when will be my time, and why is that person getting what I want to get, and why am I not achieving success with what I'm doing, why am I not getting what I want to get, trust that it will happen, and create space for it to happen, create room for it to happen, and shift our focus into believing that it will. It sounds really vague, but I feel like sometimes if I'm really showing up as my authentic self, and if I'm really putting 100% into something, and I really in my heart believe that this is really what I want to do, and then it will be, and it will all work out. And don't let comparison get the best of you. I know that it's hard with social media nowadays, and I've talked about this before, but we won't get anywhere by looking at what someone else is doing. We will get somewhere if we look at someone and think that they're doing something, we try it out, we experimentate. We'll get somewhere by experimentating, but we won't get anywhere by, I'm visualizing the hike trail again, you know, if you're on the hike trail and we're constantly looking left and right, we're not enjoying the views, we keep looking left and right, we're getting distracted from our hike trail. Okay, we need to keep at it, and if we keep looking left and right, we might trip because we didn't see the rock in front of us, right? We might trip. Oh my god, this episode really made me realize how much of a visual person I am. Focus on your own path, don't get too distracted. You can take inspiration from others' paths, but their way is not your way. We're all human, and no human is alike. We're all unique, and that is our superpower, and that is why our paths might look different. Maybe one person's hike trail will lead to the mountain before yours. Yours is a little bit rougher. It's your path, and maybe it will give you a more beautiful view of the mountain. It will give you a more beautiful view when you're at the top. Okay, you got this. And I want to thank you for listening. And I will speak to you next week. Focus on your own path. Love you. Bye.